These bitch hyper need some Adderall. Oh no.
I think I got mixed personalities. This bitch twist up my whole mentality. This girl, she got mixed personalities. One day she's happy, then she's mad at me.
Say you want someone that'll love you, someone who can please you, someone who can kiss on and rob you. Fuck you like this, fuck you like this.
Oh, love, I ain't never been him before, oh love. Oh, keep pressing in, oh love. She keep ignoring my calls and blocking me on everything, bitch, oh no. Oh, and it's my fault. I got the key to the little bitch heart and you can't get too far. Better go get a locksmith, better go get your Glock, bitch. Pull up on a motherfucking op. Playing with my slime, that's my boo, that's my slime, that's my everything. That's my bitch forever, don't need no wedding ring. I give her the world, polka dots on her new pajama. Take the bitch out to Bahama, let the hoe eat that Benny Hunter. Matter of fact, I'm trying to meet the mama. Pick her down at the other way, pick her down, yeah, the other way. Pick her down, yeah, the thug away. Knocking on your door, trying to give you love. You keep telling me you don't give a fuck. You won't find nobody that can fuck you like I fuck you, babe. You won't find nobody that can fuck you like I fuck you, babe. You won't find nobody that can fuck you like I fuck you, babe. Young nigga well, and I got them young nigga.
I think I got mixed personalities.
This bitch switched up my whole mentality.
This girl, she got mixed personalities. One day she's happy, then she mad at me.
Say you want someone.
Say you want someone.
Said you want someone.
Say you want someone.
You been down the Hudson River? Have you been down the Charles? Have you floated the Mississippi? Or down the Deerfield in the tire of a car? I am the Arctic Ocean. You are my compass to lead. Feed me like a planet forever. Darling, you can provide for me. Honey, I'm a bumblebee. You are my lasso wielder.
What's going on? This is Clefson. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Diamond Cut Trenches. And we got a couple of guests with us. We'll go start from the right. Introduce yourselves.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tanches. Good to be back here.
And we'll go on.
This is Patty Melt.
Patty Melt.
First time on the show. Happy to be here.
First time on the show.
And then we got Middleman.
Middleman on the left. And let's it is his second time on the show. Is it also your second time?
It's my second time.
Yeah, so we got a couple, not completely used to the show, but we got him here anyway. Bets. Yeah, a couple rookies still in the game. But we're glad to have you here, folks. And we'll go back to some tunes real quick, and then we'll get back. So thank you for tuning in so far. This is, again, Clefsta, and you're listening to Diamond Cut Trenches at WMFO.org. 91.5 FM.
Thank you.
back. How's everybody doing? And that was BB King. Thank you for listening. We have some, when I have guests, I typically want to choose a mutual interest to speak about. And with this group, it's a little more difficult because they're three different friends I have, but very different spectrums, more or less. So what we do have in common is football, and what we do have an idea to speak about is post-Super Bowl thoughts. And we'll begin with Tanche, since he suggested it.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Sure. After the Super Bowl, everyone kind of thought it was like a boring game, but I actually really enjoyed it.
Same, actually. Yeah. I enjoyed seeing the defensive matchup. Aaron Donald was so much fun to watch. And Hightower and the Patriots, he was literally all over the field. It was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, McCourty.
Yes.
McCourty was so good.
Yes.
Both Jason and Devin.
I really wanted to see the Patriots lose, but Bill Belichick.
Wow, you just disrespected a Pats fan right now. What do you have to say about that?
Wait, what team do you guys support?
I'm from the South. The Texans.
Texans, Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
We were just playing Madden. Eric was with him, right?
Yeah. I smoked him with Watson.
I was using Colts, and I really suck at Madden. But all right.
we both had our fair L's in the game.
Texans.
I'm a Raiders fan, so I don't really have a say in anything ever, because that's what Raider fans are. But Tanches is a self-proclaimed Patriots or. I mean, Patriots. During the season, you're kind of, you're in golf season mode, but then...
No, I mean, like, I kind of like the way the Rams play, like, halfway through the season, but I was always, like, Patriots.
Patriots, all right. Yeah. And so we got a Texans fan, and then we also have a Bears fan in the corner from Little Man.
Bears.
Yeah. I thought, Trubisky. This year could have been the year, but... Of course, we got a nice little kicker who likes to... I mean, you can't really blame him. That's a whole nother debate, Ball gets tipped and then you blame the kicker, but I don't know. You just gotta... You live and you learn. We'll be back next season. Things are still looking up. I'm not super...
I mean, the Bears were pretty bad for a while. This is a good...
Yeah, this is a good year. I'm not complaining.
Rebound year.
Yeah. But what about your thoughts on the Super Bowl in specific, considering they gave their thoughts...
I mean, I didn't... to be honest, I was expecting... I was hoping for the Chiefs at a certain point, but it didn't work out for them. And I wasn't really rooting for the Rams or the Patriots, but if I'm going to be honest, I was really hoping the Rams would win, but obviously that's not what happened. But, you got to pay your respects to Brady because he deserved it. 41, still kicking it. He wants to retire at 45. Something like that.
Yeah,
goat.
That guy's just like he's not human, man. Like, how's he doing this? Right? He's a goat.
Who was the woat again?
The woat.
Who's the worst of all time? Yeah, who's the woat?
No one's the woat.
I would say Nathan Peterman's pretty up there. I don't know. Brock Osweiler is also pretty. Might be in the discussion.
Osweiler.
Yeah.
$72 million.
No, you know what? I think the NFL referees were the woats.
Yeah.
In the last couple of weeks, because. I actually think the Saints should have been in the Super Bowl. And
definitely.
Like, if it was the Saints versus the Rams, the Patriots, I think that would have been an even more exciting game.
I was talking about this with a couple of friends, and we were talking about how, that one last call that people got upset about, what was it? It was a PI.
Yeah.
No PI call. Was expecting it to be called. And then we talked about how it's just that, calls made towards the end of the game seem to matter more, even though each call made throughout the game is equally as important. And
Sure.
Some calls weren't made on both sides, and sometimes things don't work out.
That is true.
It's always sad to see it happen.
But had that call, had that call been made though, the alternate reality of going to the overtime wouldn't have happened.
I also want to put in the perspective of how many years does Breeze have to have that opportunity again. Also,
he's only had a good defense like 1-2 years since he's been in New Orleans.
Yeah, so it's interesting to say. I mean, who knows? I don't know if the Saints are going to be the same next year, considering how random football is. So it is kind of iffy. And also, the Rams are pretty young, so I don't know. That's also to put in perspective.
True.
But, you know, what it is, you know, it is what it is at the end of the day. But, you know, with that in mind, we'll get back to some tunes. Thank you for tuning in so far, everybody. This is Clefstyle. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. You can find us. And this is Diamond Cunt Trenches, your favorite show at 2 a.m. It is much too late. I want to sleep.
From home, get on the phone, get on the phone. Double your smiles when you're all alone. Get on the phone, get on the phone. Double your smiles when you're all alone. Get on the phone, get on the phone. 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 Get on the phone, get on the phone.
And that was Thess One with Northwestern Bill Part One. Shouts out to the South Bay, famous artist, more or less, from not too far from my neighborhood. And yeah, we have a SpongeBob in the background. Also, a quick note, I guess it's not today, yesterday, because it's Friday now, but on Thursday, Frank the Tank Robinson passed away at 83 years old. The only MVP in baseball, this is baseball, by the way, to be both AL and NL. Only time in history to have both different leagues. And the first ever black manager in baseball, which is very big, considering it's February as well, so I wanted to acknowledge that. May he rest in peace. But yeah, so we'll continue on with... I think the football conversation is the best thing to talk about at the moment still, because you guys seem very enthusiastic. More than... Because I didn't have to say anything the whole time you guys were talking. Though, if you don't want to continue, we can do something else. Like how SpongeBob is, but you didn't really watch SpongeBob, right? Patty Melt?
Didn't have cable growing up. Yeah. Watched PBS Kids.
PBS Kids. Hey, not that stuff. Nah, not that stuff.
It was lit.
Have you seen the Kirby anime? From Saturday morning cartoons on like channel, like whatever the local channels?
Actually, I might have.
It's like 6 a.m. I would wake up early to watch the Kirby anime. Like,
yeah,
Kirby Warner Right Brothers Back Kids at
You. Something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it was the thing that I would like to mention. Is King DDD, as we know, is the main antagonist. But for whatever reason, he's the only person in the American adaptation of the show to have a very black voice, which is...
I do not recall.
Odd. You know, I watched it recently, and I was like, oh, this is... Yeah, it's very odd. I don't know why they... I don't know. And it was also directed by the guy who created Kirby, Sakurai, who also creates Super Smash Bros., but it doesn't matter. So I find it odd why he chose... Or maybe he didn't have control in the American adaptation. I don't know. But I think it's an odd choice to make the big, like, clumsy penguin villain to be a very, like, middle-aged or deep-voiced black man. I don't know.
I mean, like, Japanese, like, cartoons or, like, anything that, like, sort of, I guess, originates in Japan is sometimes, like, low-key racist. Like,
yeah.
You can't overlook that. Let's be honest.
Was Boondocks created in Japan?
No, but it is. Boondocks is created by black writers in the U.S., but it is...
I mean, yeah, of course.
But it's very influenced by anime. Very, very influenced by anime.
Yeah, it looked like...
The animation, yeah, anime. And then, like, how, like, the stories unfold and more. It's very... Anime-like, from what I mean, I'm not the anime. You know, I'm not a weeb. I'm not the biggest anime expert. I will bring Pusheen up for the following or whatever nickname he wants to choose. I don't know what he wants to be called, but he might be listening. So, shouts out for now, Pusheen.
Anime talk next episode.
Yeah, I mean, if he's here, I mean, it's up to again, Pusheen. I don't know what he wants to be called, but I'm not going to call his name out online. But yeah, our resident weeb. Anyway, So we'll go back to some tunes since we're a bit lost in thought. It is 2 a.m., so please bear with us. It's going to be a long hour, more or less. So we're going to play some Meat Grinder because I heard you guys kind of like that stuff.
Kinda dripping off the meat grinder, heat niner, pimping, stripping, soft, sweet minor. China was a neat sign of trouble with the script digits, double dip, bubble lip, subtlest midget. Borderline schizo, sort of fine, tits dough, quarter wine, order grind, quarter to nine, let's go. Ever since 10-11, glad she made a brethren. Then it's last down, seven alligator, seven at the gates of heaven, knocking, no answer. Slow dancer, hopeless romancer, dopest flow stanzas. Yes, no, villain, metal face to Destro, guess so. Still incredible, in escrow. Just say ho, I'll test the yayo. Wild West style flesh, y'all best to lay low. Hey bro, day glow, set the bet, pay dough. Before the cheddar get away, best to get Mako. The worst hated god who perpetrated odd favors, demonstrated in the perforated rod lavers. In all quad flavors, large savers. Still back in the game like Jack LaLanne. Think you know the name, don't rack your brain. On a fast track to half sane, either in a slow beat or that to speed or at the cane. Latter, pain, throwing songs lit in the booth with the best host, doing bong hits on the roof in the west coast. He's at it again, mad at the pen, glad that we win. A tad fat in a bad hat for men. Grind the cinnamon, Manhattan warmongers. You can find the villain in satin, gongas. The van screeches, the old man preaches about the gold sand beaches. The cold hand reaches for the old tan Elises. Jeez.
Shouts out to Dumoulin. I don't know what he's doing right now, but we're gonna go to our hourly sponsor, or my sponsor, considering that I get to choose what ad I play, and this is the one I always choose. So therefore, it is my sponsor.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Thoughts on that, Patty Melt, since this is your first time listening to said thing?
I support the message. Not really sure what the prison, school-to-prison pipeline is. I mean,
Thank you for bringing that up.
It's definitely real in inner-city schools.
Right.
But I'm not really sure what cannabis on college campuses have to do with that.
Right, so I always, so whenever I bring up this ad, or my sponsor, people always,
it's a weird left turn.
They overlook that. They say, oh, I agree with the sentiment. It's like, that's fine, you can agree with the sentiment, but what I'm trying to get at is the content of 30 seconds of the commercial, and then the 1 second at the end where it says, or it talks about, you know, alcohol is worse than cannabis, but cannabis is blah, blah, blah. And then at the end it says, build schools, not prisons. And there is a disc, especially when it considers that it's college campuses that it points at directly, which might be because this is, you know, a college radio station, but still, it's a bit odd. I don't know.
It's odd.
it's definitely odd. And how about you, Tanch? This is your second time. Any... You know, over analysis again. Considering this is like my 50th time hearing that, so it's just water to me.
No, I was.
It's gonna happen anytime soon. Right. Perhaps they'll like consider it's Massachusetts, like whatever, make it, you know, legal. But I don't know. Again, it's also like not the biggest campus, and they don't have the smell, or it's a public space as well. I don't know.
At least treated the same as alcohol.
And plus, those smoke alarms. There's smoke alarms everywhere. Like. It's kind of pointless to make it legal on campus just because, like...
I know, so when it comes to, like, the consumption, if it's, like, through smoke or vape, it would be the same laws as it would be for cigarettes, which is you have to be within, was it 10 feet?
I think it's 50 feet.
50 feet of a building. Which people don't really, like, do anyway, which is fine, but just essentially outside.
Right.
So I think that's what it would be. Now, other consumption wouldn't matter, of course. But... through smoke or vape would be... Well, I don't even know how much I'll enforce vape, really, but, yeah, whatever. Yeah. But, yeah, do we have any and plans to join said club? I don't, because I'm leaving soon. I'm assuming Tenches as well.
I'm leaving, too.
Yeah, we're leaving after this semester. This is my last week.
If all goes well.
Yeah. If all goes well.
I don't know. I only heard very little about it. I just heard that it was becoming a thing, and I'm already kind of busy with, like, other things. And
yeah.
There's actually a class right now.
It's a class? An ex-college?
There's an ex-college class called Cannabis, the Science and Law Debate. Like, right now. Yeah, this semester.
Like, it's a legal matter? Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll just keep on enjoying it, you know, on my own time.
Yeah, on your own time. Yeah, of course. So, the interesting thing is, I didn't think it would become legal while I was here in Massachusetts, considering it's a... I don't know. I didn't think that was a Massachusetts type of thing. You know, I'm from California. I thought it was very loosey-goosey over there. It's not very loosey-goosey over here. But I guess it, you know, whatever. But they have been very specific on how it's... They're very much more strict, I guess.
It's a lot with more other, regulated.
Yes, compared to every other state that has legalized it.
A lot more
expensive. Aside from... Yes, it's also... Yeah. But aside from D.C., which it's legal... But it's not like there's no like shops, from what I understand. That's what I've been told. It's just, and it was also the first place in the U.S. to have it legalized, which is interesting because it's not even a state. It's just like
a district.
It's just a district, like a capital. But
district,
whatever.
Of Columbia.
And I didn't even think that where the president be chilling would just be like the place that would happen. But you know, whatever. I guess. But I don't know, yeah, but we'll continue to some tunes. Thank you for tuning in so far. This is, again, Clefsta. You're listening to WMFO, Medford Freeform, and this is 91.5 FM. You're listening to Clefsta on Diamond Cut Trenches. We're going to continue on with some Little B. I Own Swag.
Yeah, like I said, it's your boy Lil B, God's Father Mixtape. You already know how I do, man. I kill shit, rip the rap game up, motherfucking everything, man. We got rich in it, everything. I don't give a fuck, fuck them. Bitch, I own swag. I'm a star like I'm in sack. I'm so fab like I'm in sack. I tote that tech and I hold that Mac. Got a few scratches up on that gun. I straight spit like I got no tongue. Bitch came asking me questions. Where's my car? Bitch, which one? No Lil B, then it ain't no fun. Everything cool till I brought that blunt. Ain't talking weed, bitch, I got that gun. Pour me a cup, bitch, let's get drunk. I'm Karl Malone, I just dunk.
I'm so high. Over this weed, I be high, bitch. It's straight from the hood, shit. Evil bass guy, drop my top and I don't get robbed. Never say never, but I never been robbed. Tryna jack me, go get a day job. Like Mac Dre, that's not my job, but that's my bitch, ooh shit. She told me things I wouldn't even say. Went on a date and I fucked her face. You know I'm more famous than you. Than you. And I can do everything that you can't do or try to. Yeah, hasta la vista, I'm looking for a señorita. Mexican, Brazilian, Nicaraguan, that's what I mean. Two bring two to the mansion, pass them. Put them all down, I don't pass them, I cuff them. Yes, bitch, I said I cuff them. Fucked her in her ass, that's where I net it. Pop the Viagra and I'm feeling like Mace. No homo, bitch, I'ma take that case. Real talk, bro, I'ma fuck in the face. Been a pretty bitch, here all day. Sitting on my ass, make a meal all day. Call me Obama, bass god. Call me Obama, bass god. Hey Rod, I'm overseas like Jason. Call me Daddy Yankee, fucking bad bitches. Yankee, Yankee, bass god. You hating on me, that's not my problem. Living in a world where people talk shit. Suck a kid's ass and they hoes suck dick. I ain't got a problem with a hoe sucking dick, but she better be clean when she suck my shit. Niggas get mad cause I talk a little shit. I don't even care, that's so square. I'm a bad boy like Dial on night. Wear a fucking suit like Chopper there. More money, more problems like Poppy here. RP my young nigga, my pop appeal. Last year I almost made a meal. Run a rap game and I ain't got no deal. Bass god, it's a little beat. Hey, that's what you should've done on this beat, motherfucker.
Bitch, woo. Faggot.
God's father mixtape.
Fatty, bitch.
I'm going all the way in. I'm going all the way in. Lil B Ross rapper alive. Like I said, any rap motherfuckers got a problem. Let's go.
Praise God.
It's that real world star hip hop shit. I think I'm famous.
Lost rapper ever.
Bass god, yeah, like I said.
God's father mixtape. Bass god.
Any motherfucker got a problem, man. I'm taking over. I done already took over 5-10 times around. What rapper you know? Don't got a deal, but run the rap game. Unsigned, but run this motherfucker. Like it's the motherfucking
football.
Yeah, feel me? You feel me? You feel me?
We thug, yeah.
B-Town boy, west side up. Shouts out to down south. Shouts out to the east coast. Shouts out to Canada. Shouts out to Europe. Shouts out to Germany, Asia, Africa, Alaska. I love y'all for fucking with me. Bass god. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So don't ever, ever speak on Lil B. You might get your ass ate through the back. No home, no pope. No pope, no pope. But for the ladies, that's some real shit.
Shouts out to Lil B, the bass god. He's my guy. I've been bass since I've been blessed by him since I've been 15, I think. Very glad that my life has taken this course. Shouts out to Berkeley. Shouts out to Lil B. And on that note, I guess I'm not the hugest fan, but shouts out to Soulja Boy. Cause he is extremely
young Draco, yes.
Drake, yeah,
Houston
no,
boy.
He, yeah.
Is he?
No, he's from Atlanta. He's from Atlanta, but
he was born in Chicago, I think, something like that.
Bro, he moved around. I don't know, but he claims Atlanta. He claims Atlanta. But I think it's without you know you can't you know as much as he's has been sort of a meme or joke, his whole career, I guess not in the beginning he wasn't as much of a meme, sort of not as much, you know, like he was popular for the
he trolled his way to fame,
sort of, for the first song for sure, yeah, for the first hit. After that, I mean, there, I guess the other ones, you like, you know, if we're not considering Crank That, which of course is his most popular song, the Kiss Me Through the Phone, and what was the other one that was
Pretty
popular?
Boy Swag.
Pretty Boy Swag were pretty like they garnered their own success because he wasn't, you know, doing that LimeWire stuff anymore at that point, I think, from what I remember. But yeah, he put on a lot of people. He put Lil B. He was the first guy to do those like dumb ad libs. You know, he said swag every other word. I don't know. You know, and the interesting is to consider both careers, Lil B and Soulja Boy side to side. Now they came to prominence about the same time through internet, of course, thanks to Soulja Boy. And then the true MySpace king was Lil B. But Lil B has been more consistent, or maybe not consistent, but more relevant throughout. And Soulja Boy has not. See, even, but Soulja Boy has, you know, through like trolling, I guess, has stayed sort of relevant. But anyway,
I mean, the whole time you're talking about Lil B and Soulja Boy, I'm thinking about Lil Wayne. I feel like Lil Wayne has some of the biggest influence on like the whole MySpace rap, like LimeWire rap, all of that, in my opinion. Like, the whole like Bape era, like baggy clothes, all of that. Yeah. I think Lil Wayne like was a, you know, a key player in all of that.
No, I also agree. What I was referencing to was that Soulja Boy was the first internet, like technically the first, like Lil Wayne came to prominence in the late 90s through his groups in New Orleans, and that wasn't necessarily internet based.
Right.
It was through labels and through Birdman and through so forth. And he started pretty young too, right? He was like 19, 17 or something.
I mean, oof. I remember he was really young when he accidentally shot himself too. He He was like 16.
Yeah, Lil Wayne's
kind
of wild, yeah.
Yeah.
What about Lil Jon? That's my favorite Lil.
Your favorite Lil? Not my Pump? I think, I don't know which. You know, yeah, that's a good topic. Who's your favorite Lil rapper?
My favorite Lil. How'd you think about
there's
this?
There's a lot. Lil Jon's yours, Tanches, undoubtedly.
100%.
100%. All right.
We hit Turbulence.
Lil Uzi.
Lil Uzi for you?
Please, come out of retirement.
See, I go through,
I don't
like,
believe that for a second. But anyway, what do you think?
Throughout like my entire life, I went through phases of like listening exclusively to one artist like months at a time. And for me, Lil Wayne was my childhood.
Lil
like
Wayne?
For real. Like, yeah, like fourth grade, third grade, that's all I would listen to on my little like bootleg iPod Nano.
Like the, like
it wasn't even an iPod. It was like the
one of them Colby
like
MP3 players
right,
or whatever.
Exactly.
The Colby, yeah. No, for sure, mine has to be the bass gun. It has to be Lil B, BMTF, Till I Die. I'm so sad that he actually, we didn't get to protect him as a group. There's a thing we say, you know, I can't say the words because they have cursing, but the initials are BMTF. And it's like the his fan base, and supposedly supposed to protect Lil B. But at one point, he got jumped by a boogie with the hoodie and PNB Rock and his crew. Back in like what was the festival? Was it Rolling Loud?
Something like that.
A festival, and they were just like out in the back. So you know, a lot of rappers were there, and I think Lil B said something along the lines like New York rappers are taking this specific swag or like piece of. Of artistry from like the Bay, and then like he wasn't saying like he was upset, but he wanted to call them out on it specifically, you know, to acknowledge not the bass guard in specific, but the Bay, and they got upset and they jumped him, and as a collective, BMTF was very heartbroken because we had one job. We always say BMTF protect Lil B at all costs. That's a whole quote we always say in the songs, and we failed.
I can never forget Lil B for cursing James Harden. That was.
I mean, he's lifted from the curse.
I know, but he still put the curse on him in the first place.
And it worked. I mean,
it worked.
Homie wasn't
that's
making
why,
anything.
That's why I...
Yeah, Durant, you know, he got his moment when he was uncursed, too, as well. Like, Lil B hasn't been wrong. Not once. And he, you know, he also helped the Lakers when he said... I'm going to bless Kuzma. First he was there was like a curse warning for Kuzma because he said something. There's a tweet from like 2010 when he was like in high school or middle school where he said, you know, he didn't like Lil B or yada yada, or like, why do people listen to Lil B? So he's like, he's in like a warning. But then he met Lil B and they you know, became cool. It's like he blessed Kuzma, who's having a great season, a sophomore season. And he blessed the Lakers, who ended up signing LeBron. Now, we're not having the greatest, but I think we'll have our... You know, he's back healthy, so hopefully we'll get back to
the
swing of things. Yeah, I think so, too. So, shouts out to Lil B for never being wrong and blessing my team. Now, we just need the Bulls, I guess.
Oof.
I don't know if that's going to happen. Even though he has those powers, I don't think he'll do it just in case it doesn't happen. You know, he doesn't want to be seen in that kind of light. At least for the current Bulls. Maybe in a few years.
Right.
Maybe. They're not making a lot of good draft choices.
There's only so much this guy could do, you know?
That's true. He only has so much power. And for the Rockets as well, they're not in the... They're doing well, but we all know it's a one-man show, which is...
Last year was our year. This year, I'm hopeful, but I...
You know, this reminds me of like the period for the Lakers when Shaq left and it was just Kobe. And we didn't really have much aside from Kobe. We'd make the playoffs, similar to this. But there is no way they're going to get anywhere. So I find this weird. I feel you. I grew up with this, you know, Kobe dropping 81 points. It's because the team was, you know, not in the greatest shape. Shouts out to Jalen Rose for letting Kobe drop 81 on his on him.
Kobe the GOAT.
You think Kobe the GOAT? Do you know, what's the GOAT in basketball?
Kobe's my GOAT.
I'd say Kwame Brown might be the GOAT. Just... there's a Stephen A. Smith quote.
Stephen A. Smith.
He's a interesting guy. I'm actually gonna look up the clip. Stephen A. Smith. It's rather funny. Kwame Brown. He's very mean to Kwame Brown.
What'd you think of Stephen A. And Skip? Ever watch any clips of that?
What's up?
Stephen A. and Skip Bayless.
Oh yeah, they're an interesting duo. I mean,
they're not together anymore.
Yeah, so it's now what is it? Skip and
Shannon Sharp.
That's right, yeah. And he's a huge LeBron fan. He's pretty funny.
I love Shannon.
It's a good show. It's a good show.
Uncle Shay.
I'm trying to see. Wait, where's this Kwame Brown? Ah, here we go. This one. I got it. I found it. We're going to cut the mics.
LA give up too much to get a guy who has been labeled soft, although he puts up 19-9, which only 11 other guys do.
Is that a trick question?
You tell me.
They gave up Kwame Brown. Who
first
cares?
Rounders.
I could care less.
Tied into a salary for
first
4 years.
Of all, understand something. When you're giving up first round picks, if you are a quality team in playoff contention, it really doesn't mean that much. That's number one. Number two, and more importantly, Kwame Brown is gone. The City of Angels, Hollywood, just should be celebrating. Throw a parade already, whether you win a championship or not. This man was a bona fide scrub. He can't play. No disrespect whatsoever, but I'm sorry to call. Tell everybody the truth. The man cannot play the game of basketball. He has small hands. He can't catch the ball. He's got bad feet. He can't really move, even though he's mobile. Doesn't really know what he's doing. Doesn't have a post move that he puts to memory that he can do two times in a row. He has no game whatsoever. Plays no defense. Doesn't have the heart, the passion, or anything that comes with it. And you're asking me whether they gave up too much? Please. The Los Angeles Lakers knew exactly what they were doing. They should be celebrating right now, and Kobe Bryant should not be saying a word.
His contract.
That's a very famous, probably the most aggressive I've ever seen Stephen A. Smith towards a specific player. Now, he has these outbursts, and he says he's like lines, you know, like how Odom, but he was on crack, you know, like he says that, but he says short things. This, he hated Kwame Brown. He just went on a rant, and I'm also very glad. I remember that time. Kwame Brown was awful. I think it was a first overall pick. What a waste. I don't know. He's not playing in the NBA, of course, anymore. Even though he's probably of age, he could still be playing. So we're gonna go back to some tunes. We've been talking for a minute, and this next song, in specific, is a song produced by Kanye. Yeah, a Twista song. Shout out to Chi-Town.
Didn't think we can do it again. Twista, Kanye West, from Pope Pippin to Poppin' Tags, from Champions to Slow Jam. Oh baby, we can even make you an overnight celebrity. Know what I'm saying? Come on,
play something these hoes would like. Try whips, I know they like. Twista, you told a ride. Can make you a celebrity overnight. Give you ice like Kobe ride. We sorta like Goldie ride. The way we mold them right. Can make you a celebrity overnight. Girl, I see you in the upper bottom jeans. Chinchilla on your back, I wanna know your name. Girl, I'm just out to blow your brains. Put you in the chameleon, no full range. Still sexy when you smoke that flame. Jerking like a chicken when you throw that thing. She got me hotter than the oven, the way that she talk. Switching the freaky, so I'm loving the way that she walk. You looking good, girl, you oughta be in pictures. Listen to me, I see your career going sky high. Taking you home to the crib in a shot. And every time I see your thighs, I cry when I drive by. Watching you should be a thrill. Got the fellas on some Johnny Gill, steady screaming, my. Walking the carpet with the diamonds, they're picking the dog. Kicking it on the couch at 106 and park. I can see your beauty on the big screen. I can see me freaking you with whipped cream. I can see you on stage at the awards with a dress better than Jennifer's and doing big things. Kick it with me, I can mold your life. You look a good girl, show you right. Dre told me you the prototype. I can make you a celebrity, yo,
why don't we play something these hoes would like? Try whips, I know they like. Twista, you told her right. I can make you a celebrity overnight. Give you ice like Kobe, right? We sorta like Goldie, right? The way we mold them, right?
I can make you a celebrity, yo, why don't we play something these hoes would like? Try whips, I know they like. Twista, you told her right. I can make you a celebrity overnight. Give you ice like Kobe, right? We sorta like Goldie, right? The way we mold them, right?
I can make you
a celebrity overnight. You won't fang, you can take that path. Candle lights when you take a bath. You got such a sensational ass. I'ma get you Jimmy Choo and Marc Jacobs bags. I could cop a 2003. Make a smile when she sees freeze. I could get you on CDs and DVDs. Take you to BBs and BCBG. I could get you in the places to begin to the people to know and show you things to get into. I wanna be your lover and your confidant. Never take you from others. Don't ever let a brother pimp you. If you want the stars, you can reach them, girl. Y'all take a look at her. She got such an astonishing body. I can see her in some Gucci and Robert Cavalli. And I bet she gon' put a hurt on them hard in the potty. And you know you kill them in the pubby clothes. You was born to be a pro. How you pose, taking photos. And I love you cause you're freaking with the dope clothes. Drop it to the flow, lick the cold when you roll slow. And I love it when I hit it from the back. And you get on top of me, I have a brother going oh. Girl, I love how you rode me right. I can make you a celebrity, yo, why not?
Play something these hoes are like. Dry whips, I know they like. Twister, you told her right. I can make you a celebrity overnight. Give you ice like Kobe, right? We sorta like Cody, right? The way we mold them, right?
I can make you a celebrity overnight. See? See, baby girl. You see how you make a brother break down? I just gotta ask. What you need from me? Oh, you wanna be a star? Oh, you messing with the right one? I can take you there. I can make sure you got all the finest name. Let me be your manager. Come here, girl, I can see you bored. Turn you to the queen that I see you for. Take you shopping those sprees and stores. I'ma get you to the MTV Awards. We about to do a show tonight. You look a good girl, show you right. Take you places I know you like. I can make you a celebrity overnight. Come and girl, you can hang if you're bored. We can do penny things plus more. I'm about to have you change in the stores. I can even get you to the Soul Train Awards. We about to do a show tonight. You look a good girl, show you right. Take you places I know you like. I can make you a celebrity overnight.
Shouts out to Twista and shouts out to Chicago for the dope beats. But as we all know, these shows come to an end. And we're reaching that point in time.
Oh.
And with that, I do have to say the whole spiel, because it's within the last 5 minutes of me being here. This is Klefsa, and you are listening to Diamond Contentions on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Freeform Tufts Radio. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. Do we have any last words for the group?
Shout out to Chastity. She's probably still awake.
We're gonna mute his mic for saying that. We're specifically not shouting out.
Right.
Because she didn't pull through. She didn't.
Sad.
Yeah, yeah. It is rather sad. But, you know, hopefully, I don't know, next time I might have different people, but hopefully another time.
And not a 2 to 3 a.m., maybe we'll, you know, get a nice little time in where, you know, people aren't, you know, red-eyed trying to listen, but it's cool. We enjoyed it.
Yeah, we enjoyed our hour. And how about you, Tanches?
This was fun.
It was fun.
I would love to come again with more things to talk about.
We only played. I'm only going to play the seventh song of the hour. This is very, very scarce with the amount of things we played. But with that, I will come to a close. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. It is very late. Unless you're one of my California listeners, thank you for tuning in. It's barely going to be midnight over there. And yeah, the next song is going to be a Vali song. Shouts out to Womp Womp, and no, that is not from Mario, not the Thwomps, but a Womp. I'm not sure what it is, but thank you for tuning in, everybody. Have a good night. Shouts out to the Bay.
She give me what I wanna. Ball so hard, need a warm up. I bagged that at the Walmart. Yeah. Big time a stunner. I'm out here on the come up. I beat the pussy drummer. I roll up, no more drama. Yeah. Womp, 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 womp. She give me what I wanna. Ball so hard, need a warm up. I bagged that at the Walmart. Yeah. Big time a stunner. I'm out here on the come up. I beat the pussy drummer. I roll up, no more drama. Super stomp dummy. She be in a special Olympics. Pockets so fat that I need belly total fitness. Feet so fat, I hit the pedal, blew the engine. V12 ducking.